Senator Murkowski shared her personal connection in wanting to enhance Native language learning in Alaskan schools. She explained that when she placed her children in an immersion school in Anchorage, it was difficult to get respect and support from districts for those schools.
And they wanted to take those very preliminary test results where in the early years when you have a child in an immersion program, perhaps they're not performing at the same level that a child in an English-speaking program is. And we had to demonstrate it. But when you have resistance from the top, it makes it difficult.
Murkowski challenged the Obama administration's initiative on American Indian and Alaska Native education. She says the initiative doesn't show the president's intent to enhance Native language revitalization, academic achievement, and well-being among Native youth.
The administration's witness yesterday was Mr. Mendoza, who spoke to the president's initiatives in these areas. And I will admit that I was less than impressed with the commitment that we heard from him as the administration witness, not only his oral testimony, but what he had provided in writing, just in terms of understanding the value of our native language programs. And so I pressed him on it, because what I wanted to hear was that there was going to be the same level to building out our native languages and the programs and relevant curriculums, and really celebrating them. And I didn't hear that from him.
Murkowski says since the president hasn't made any legislation concerning native language programs in education, she would like to see an effort in that direction. There was testimony from Sunta Hamilton Roach, a teacher at a Shagaluk school. She says although she's from the town she currently works in, a lot of teachers in Alaska are from out of state and therefore unaware of an entire culture that surrounds Alaskan communities.
So there is that need of teaching teachers about the culture. And just recently, you know, with the teacher evaluation for our state of Alaska, they now have to be evaluated on cultural standards and how they're acknowledging and celebrating culture in the classroom. And so with this effort and language, I really see that blossoming and becoming more.
Roach says there isn't one program that will work for every community. There are Native educational models involving video conferencing, long-distance delivery, and languages and dialects are available online. What's impressive, Murkowski says, is how far the Native population has come. From having their culture suppressed and children being punished for speaking their native language, to communities coming together to teach youth the traditions and history of Native cultures.
But I do think that we are beginning to see that change, and it feels so good. I, too, have been out in the Yupik School District and been to the immersion programs there. And it is phenomenal what you see, but you also appreciate that what they're doing is they're building their own curriculum. Mm-hmm. They are working with elders, they are designing the flashcards, they are building it on their own.
Mm-hmm. Murkowski is working with Senator Tim Johnson from South Dakota to bring about the Native American Languages Reauthorization Act of 2014, which will reauthorize funding and maintaining the program started by the Health and Human Services Administration for Native Americans. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.